We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, there couldn't be a clearer choice for the American people than what's going on right now in New York. Here's two headlines that show you. This is where you choose the way that you want to live as a country. Headline, Trump expected to attend wake of slain NYPD officer. Dual headline. Biden, who will also be in New York at the time of the funeral. Biden to bring out the celebrities at high dollar fundraiser with Obama and Clinton. $100,000 a pop if you want to attend. No statement on the murder of this cop who had a beautiful one-year-old little boy killed by a repeat offender. 21 arrests. Out because that's how it is in New York. They believe criminals have a right to walk among the people.
Yep.
The Trump campaign said the former president is moved by the invitation to join the family and colleagues of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller at the wake.
So before the trolls get ahead of you, he was invited.
Invited.
That right. Means that the family asked for his presence there.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to get that out there because you will have those who will sit here and immediately talk about how he's just using this for political purposes, which, yes, there is that element to it. But the family invited him.
Yeah. And in addition to that today, just to kind of show you where we are in America, the New York Post, the cover of the New York Post in New York, police union's message to anti-police politicians, you're not welcome at hero cop's funeral.
Good.
This is your fault, is the subhead on there. He was just 31, one-year-old, beautiful baby, beautiful wife, just starting his family. There is no reason this had to happen.
Nope.
None whatsoever. This is bond law, and this is just absolute permissiveness by the left toward criminality, which is now celebrated. And the left has done what they do. They take things so far because there's no brake on the clown car.
Yeah.
So far. So they've taken one case, George Floyd, where the left was outraged by what they see as the gross injustice of what happened with George Floyd. In another city, in another state, one cop and one victim. And extrapolated this into creating nirvanas for criminals in woke cities where they could just roam free, no matter who they hurt. I mean, we're now treated to the spectacle on TikTok of women. I don't know if you've seen these TikTok videos. Women are beginning to post videos of them crying because men are walking the streets of New York and just punching them in the face for fun. I don't know if you've seen those videos. Those women are beginning to put them up on TikTok.
Good.
Their face is bruised and red. And it's I don't know why men are doing this, but it's a thing now. They just walk up to a random woman because they can and punch her in the face. Crime on the subway.
Try that in a small town.
Yeah, don't do that here. You could get shot, seriously. By her or some other
guy. Yeah, exactly.
yeah, because we're packing here. So you've got all of that going on. You've got the fact that you've got double-digit increases in crime year over year on the subway, more than 20%. Just for people to get to work, they have to dispatch the National Guard on the subway. On the subway. Think about that for a minute.
Well, you've heard the latest that the latest death has happened on the subway.
Yeah, there was another person pushed in front of a train.
54-year-old man shoved in front of a subway train by someone that apparently had some mental health issues, but had been jailed repeatedly and was, say it with me, Tara, out on bond.
Bond, yeah, because there's no other way to be as a criminal in New York. And this takes the whole Democratic establishment because, like, look, when we saw those NYPD officers beaten, and the thing I always emphasize about that particular case, beaten by illegal immigrant gang members, the police didn't, we're not trying to arrest them. The gang members who beat them were not resisting arrest. The police politely asked them to move on because they were pickpocketing. They were stealing people's stuff. They were strong arming, particularly women, for their phones and their iPads, which is what this particular MS-13/Tren de Aragua gang, they've merged, apparently, according to the NYPD, are doing. And they were illegal immigrants. So this was their territory. And the police simply said, you have to leave. We need you to move on. They weren't even arresting them. And for questioning their right to be on the territory, the police were beaten, right? There's video of this. So you go into court. And the judge in that case actually could have revoked bond, could have kept them behind closed, you know, but behind bars there because until their trial, because they're illegal immigrants. And also because that wasn't bond eligible, beating an NYPD officer, and the judge lets him go anyway. So this mentality is deep inside the left. It's deep inside their courtrooms and their court systems, their judges. Because that court system is liberal top to bottom. It is Democrat top to bottom. So this is one of those days, Lee, that you could really see the stark choice. What way do you want to live, America? And, you know, we're not in New York right now. This is not New York. This is South Carolina. But New York is an iconic American city. And Tim O'Leary, the investment, the real estate investment guru, was saying earlier this week, look, foreign investors invest in America because of the fairness and soundness and predictability of its judicial system. In other words, hey, I know my money's not going to disappear if the wrong regime comes into power, right? That's why most places you'd like to invest in, you'd like to invest in Russia, got a ton of natural resources, like to invest in, you know, different places like that around the world. You can't because you don't know what their judicial system's going to do. It's not reliable. There's no dependability. And O'Leary was saying, the New York judicial system is now so corrupt after that Trump decision where they throw the book at Trump, but let you beat the NYPD, that people are afraid to invest now. They don't know what's it going to be like in 5 years if I haven't, you know, consistently made donations to the Democrat Party. I don't know. So this is very stark. By the way, Joe Biden has not yet even made a statement about the murder of this cop. And the irony, there's actually a picture of this cop, Jonathan Diller, who was murdered, 31-year-old father of one, the baby in the picture. This is before all of this happened, okay? So this is just things were still normal. The baby is wearing a shirt that says, "My daddy's life matters." And I guess we're finding out it didn't matter. The head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, Vincent de Vallelong, wrote the letter. He says, of the city council members and the Democrat politicians in New York, they are morally responsible for police officer Diller's death as the career criminal. They are as morally responsible for the police officer's death as the career criminal who pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you might ask, I'm in South Carolina. Why am I talking about this? Well, one of the craziest things I've ever seen in this state was a billboard. It was a billboard during the Democrat primary 2020. And the billboard had the pictures of the Democrats who had signed the pledge to release off the top 50% of federal inmates. Just off the top, 50% out the door. Why? They deserve to get out. No, we're just going to let them go. Joe Biden was one of them. So when you look at that, if they get power again, and Lee, they haven't had power, not really. I mean, even when they've run a majority in the Senate, it's 20, it's like 51, right? So they can't do it. When they have a big enough majority in the Senate and a big enough majority in the House, they're going to do these things. They're going to let half of federal inmates out. They're going to let them wander around. There's no borders between South Carolina and them. We hope they go to blue cities where they can wander and do what they want, but some of them will find their way here. So if we were to lose now or in another year, we're going to get all of this rammed down our throat in Greenville. And, you know, we need to begin to protect ourselves now with laws that protect us. Like Ron DeSantis has just passed in Florida. Did you see his squatters' rights bill?
Oh, yeah.
Squatters, rights for squatters. Yeah. Making it a simple code enforcement measure.
As it should be.
Yeah, with just a couple forms you have to fill out, you can get the squatter out of your house.
It just stuns me that we have to do this in this country.
Yeah.
This just stuns me that you have to actually point out that, oh, but since someone's name is on a deed and a title and a loan, that they actually own the home, not somebody who just happens to show up, break in, and take over.
Yeah, you have to actually, because you can't, because these Democrat justice systems are so perverted now, are so, quite frankly, immoral now, biased toward the criminal, you have to force the law to be enforced in blue counties and areas in your state. And that's why Ron DeSantis had to do this. It's a red state, yes, but they've got blue counties in that state. Or he's had to go and remove the prosecutors just to keep the lid on it. So, because they've refused to enforce certain laws because they just don't like them. So, this is the choice the country faces, and this is really the starkest I've seen it.
Law and order or chaos?
Yeah, law and
chaos
order
is
or
not
chaos.
Donald Trump.
No, it's not.
Chaos is Joe Biden and Democrat, liberal, progressive, secularist. That's the chaos.
Yes.
That's the group that is doing away with the institutions that they claim to be preserving. That's the group that's doing this.
And they've been disinvited. The council, according to the Police Benevolent Association, the New York City Council, and many prosecutors are complicit, he writes, in this utter destruction of civilized society in New York. That is exactly what's happening here, utter destruction of civilized society. And this is what they have planned for the whole country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The story has now gone national. Doesn't make it any less bizarre. In fact, it's gone national because it's bizarre. Headline. I can't help but laugh when I read this. Headline. South Carolina found a state bank account. Found it. State bank account with $1.8 billion in it. But they have no idea what it's for. That's the headline. Fox News this morning. Fox News National. South Carolina found a state bank account with $1.8 billion, but they have no idea what it's for. So this story has now gone national. The subhead is even more hilarious. Republican Governor Henry McMaster assured the public, no money was lost. How do you know? He doesn't know. No, they don't know. And I'll tell you why they don't know in a minute, but I'm going to get to that. They have no clue. Lawmakers in South Carolina are trying to untangle a state bank account that inexplicably holds $1.8 billion, with officials saying they do not know where it came from or what it was intended to fund. This is crazy. Republican Governor Henry McMaster assured the public on Tuesday no money was lost. The bank account seems to be the result of ongoing accounting troubles for the state, rising from a computer system transition in the 2010s. So it says investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess. Okay, it appears, this is the part that's interesting. It appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere, they don't know where, into an account that helped balance it out. Okay, so Henry McMaster, our governor, who's ultimately responsible for this, don't let him fool you. Buck stops with him. Every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into the account. Well, that means the state's books were out of whack. If you don't even know why it's in the account, what it's supposed to pay for, or where it came from exactly, how do you know where the books were out of whack? Was it because people were stealing? Was it because money was being diverted illegally? They don't know. Trust me, they don't know. If you don't know what it got, how, where it's supposed to go. And what's amazing is, folks, this started, they say, in the late 2010s. Late 2010. So this is just now coming to notice. Your state, y'all. And again, this is just made national news. Every news outlet's covering this. The big ones, NBC, ABC, CBS, because it's so unbelievable. And of course, Fox News. State Republican State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, we have him on the show a lot, is saying that it is actually the responsibility of our comptroller, but that the comptroller, Brian Gaines, is trying to push the responsibility off onto him. I don't know, so I'm just going to report what they're saying. Loftus argued earlier this month that Gaines is attempting to shift responsibility to clean up its mess to the treasurer. Governor McMaster says the state will hold off on any plans to spend the $1.8, but this is why they care. They just want to spend it. They don't care about anything else. The $1.8 billion until it can verify whether it was intended to be spent elsewhere. Okay. Here's the thing. Remember that gas tax we fought so hard here? If you've listened to us for a long time, you remember the gas tax, right? We defeated it. The station did. Your phone calls the first time. And they told us that they needed the gas tax because it's 12 cents, an increase in the state gas tax by 12 cents, phasing in an increase of 2 cents per year for 6 years, right? Passed in 2017. They told us they needed it to fund $1.9 billion worth of road work. And they gave us a list of the road work that they had to, because we didn't have the money. Well, looks like we did. So it's the exact amount of the gas tax, $1.8 billion. In fact, so far the gas tax has raised $1.1 billion. So these scoundrels want to go spend the $1.8 billion while still taxing single mothers who at this point in the Biden inflation area economy are struggling to afford food. They're going to want to, this is why they're in a hurry to spend it. They're going to want to keep the gas tax and spend this money, even though we have every cent we ever needed to do all the road work in the state. On the list, all the road work the gas tax was supposed to cover has always been sitting in a bank account. We never needed the gas tax. And these guys are so bad, I'm going to lump all of them in, so bad at managing money, they didn't even know they had the money to pay for the road work. Well, duh, huh? I mean, there's no other way to react to that than duh, huh? You know what this is? This is a word I used yesterday. This is a scandal. Texture writes, Tara, that's Nikki Haley's gas money. Well, yeah, so it is. Because when you're looking at, this goes to the early 2010s, so this is McMaster on the hook for this, but this is also Nikki Haley as well. Yes, absolutely. Texter writes, McMaster is a crook. Andre Bauer should have been governor, not Haley. He screamed about corruption. Fitz News killed his campaign over a comma on feeding scary cats. Yeah, I wasn't here for that episode. I was still up in North Carolina. Texter writes, Tara, isn't that what's called a slush fund? By the way, if you want to comment, we do it rapid fire on the text line. 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, where I often find a lot of common sense and some nonsense too. Texture writes, Tara, that money was Leatherman's personal slush fund that didn't get passed to anyone. Leatherman was the head of the Senate, he passed away. Texter writes, communism always comes with a cudgel. Talking about this beautiful father family that has been shattered in New York, 21 times arrested, bonded out anyway, judge let him walk, because that's what they do. Thug, who shot a police officer. And folks, the video is horrific. He was shot by the thug. The police were trying to get him out of the car seat that he was sitting in. He was shot by the thug. He happened to be wearing a bulletproof vest. It hit him just exactly where it would need to go to go under the vest. And there is horrific video out there of this father. I can't imagine what this is like for the family. And he's dying in the street, screaming in pain. That right there is America. That's New York City. That video is out there, folks. That video is out there and has now been seen all over the world. Look, New York used to be, think about this for a minute. New York used to be the world's tourism destination. You think America, you don't know anything else. You don't speak English. What do you know, New York? People notice this stuff. People notice this stuff. I want to play this because this is real estate investor Kevin O'Leary, and he's on Jesse Waters. It's probably going to be the clip of the week this week. He's talking about the legal system in New York he's done brutalizing Trump and how it'll affect business investment because businesses can't feel confident that they can trust the legal system in New York anymore. They're going to skip America. They're going to skip New York. But this could also be said of, hey, I can't even open a business in New York. I can't even come to New York to do business because I might be killed. I might be killed. We'll play that coming up next. I'm telling you, folks, these post-American territories are slipping away. They're slipping away, and people are fleeing them in fear. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. All right. A few years ago, didn't we have a surplus? We got a rebate. Yes, sir. We're talking about $360 approximately for every man, woman, and child in South Carolina. So it's $1.8 billion. It's been accruing in an account nobody knew about. It's state tax money. And now we are a national laughingstock because we can't account for it. So it's now hit Fox News National and all of the other, I mean, all of the you know, big news outlets. South Carolina found a state bank account with $1.8 billion, but they have no idea what it's for. Republican Governor Henry McMaster assures the public no money was lost. They don't know. No money was lost. How would they know? If they don't know where the money came from or why, how would they know no money was lost anywhere else if the transfers into this account were made to balance state books? I'm not saying any money's lost. I'm just saying I don't think they know anything at this point. They're still trying to untangle it. So bottom line, the whole time they were telling us during the not one but two gas tax campaigns that they ran that they needed this tax. They needed a 12-cent per gallon tax. Think how much money you've paid. They needed it because they didn't have the money for roads. They had the money for roads. It was sitting in an account. And these morons didn't even know it was sitting in an account. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line texts me this. Darrell, thanks for all you do. Keep up the good work. I'm sending you this article because I would like to know how a guilty double murderer perpetrator gets only 35 years in jail. Where is this? New York? No. California? Uh-uh. Spartanburg. Spartanburg man sentenced to decades in prison for double murder. Oh, cool. How much? Kenyatta Lebby pleaded guilty March 25th to two counts, this is just coming out now, of murder, burglary in the first degree, arms robbery, two counts of possession of a weapon during commission of a violent crime. He killed two people who tried to help him in 2022. It's according to Seventh Circuit solicitor Barry Barnett. According to Barnett, Kelly Kern and Timothy Thompson were at their home in Walden Circle when two young men knocked on the door asking for help with a vehicle that had broken down. Okay, first lesson. My kids and I were talking about this just last night. When there's a knock at the door, do you open it? No, you do not. You talk through the window. We don't open doors for people we don't know. This is why. Kern and Thompson invited the two men inside as Thompson began searching on his phone to help them fix their vehicle. Nice people. According to Barnett, Lebby pulled out a pistol, shot Thompson and Curran multiple times. Then called a third man into the home and proceeded to steal firearms in a safe from the home. So remember this next time somebody knocks at your door saying, hey, I just need help, man. I wish you could help people, but you can't. Curran was able to dial 911 while the three men were still inside her home and give us a description of the suspects before she passed away. Double murder. 35 years. That sound right to you? Oh, seems awfully light to me. Especially since the guy's like 24. So, two other men awaiting trial in that situation. Lebby got 35 years in prison, yeah, for the two counts of murder. So that's what he just pled guilty to. Now, he got 30 years in prison for armed robbery and 35 in prison for burglary, but the sentences will be served concurrently. So that means you can serve the top sentence, can be 35. You can do probably, given what the law is right now, 80 to 90% of that sentence. So he'll still be relatively young when he gets out. Texture writes, hopefully the citizens of Greenville County are smart enough to vote against the penny road tax. Tell county council to ask the state for it from the magic money account. That's what I think that money, if it's not given back to the people who were lied to when we were told we needed a gas tax because we didn't have the money for gas for roads. If it's not given back to us, it should be used for roads. Texture writes, Tara, 5% interest on that, $1.8 billion is $90 million a year. You know what's so funny? While it's just been sitting there, they think since the late 2010s, that $1.8 billion, while it's just been sitting there, it has accrued $200 million of interest. Which goes to show you, if they took money like this, put it aside in bank accounts and let it throw off interest, I bet we'd have to pay less in taxes instead of just spending it because it's there and they feel like they gotta. Texter writes, looks to me like that money should have been used to keep roads up instead of waiting until conditions. Now, of course, they're saying they didn't know about it. They've just found the $1.8 billion. That is a massive amount. Folks, this is a state of only 5 million people. That's it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the footbridge to nowhere across 385 in Malden is another example of waste, fraud, and abuse, a joint venture between, and I don't know who this is, and the taxpayers. Hughes and the, I don't know who that is. Texture writes, who is dumb enough to vote for their own tax increase? Amen. Another texture writes, we'll eventually be told, oops, there really isn't any money and we need more money for roads. Or we're kind of at the local level, we're already being told that. There isn't any money and we need more money for roads as the jackals at the legislature try to plan to quickly spend this $1.8 billion before anybody starts asking questions. Yeah, and then they'll go back to pleading poor and continue to collect a gas tax that right now they don't need because they have every penny it ever would have raised sitting in a bank account. Good morning, Lee. Oh, wrong segment, sorry. All right, so an incredible thing is happening. A thing we've never seen before. Europe is rejecting the idea of transgender transitions for children. Both actual surgeries, but puberty blockers, which halt puberty, but can also have other bad side effects like osteoporosis, sterilization potentially of the child, and others that I'm just not going to name because it's rush hour traffic and they're really gross. You can look them up if you want. So the American media is not telling the American people this. But the UK socialized healthcare system, they have national medicine there, has now forbidden the treatment of those under 18 with cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, and what they call gender-affirming surgery, which is where they take off your sexual aspects of your body before you're old enough to consent to have a tattoo. So not only has this been completely rejected by the UK, they've also gone so far as to say, if you pursue this privately and pay yourself and you transition your child and you have negative medical outcomes from that, which a lot of people do, you can't rely on the public health system to pay for those. You're going to have to pay for your negative outcomes yourself. Now we're on to France. The Senate in France commissioned a study of gender transition in minors. So they commissioned a medical study, commissioned a medical study to figure it out, to go and look at sources and studies and everything to decide, would they continue doing this? Would they continue, should they continue as a country doing the transitions? What are they, should they, I mean, the folks, this is France, okay? Not exactly a bastion of Christianity or conservatism. What did they find? Irreparable damage done to youths who cannot consent. So now it's France. Now it's France falling alongside the UK. While in America, something else is going on. Something we've never seen before. And this is incredible what is going on. We now have sanctuary cities. The first transgender sanctuary city. City of Sacramento. Wait till I tell you what it is now legal to do in the city of Sacramento. If you bring a child, even a child who's not yours, to Sacramento for a gender transition. This is going to blow your mind. Coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.